This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we said that one reason the Old Testament seems to be filled with more scenes of blood, gore, and ruthless judgment rather than of God's grace, compassion, and love is that God's messengers were often reluctant and even rebellious related to their call. Jonah was a case in point. Another reason is that those being addressed by God's messengers were often either indifferent or arrogantly resistant. My wife recently saw a sticker on the back of a car, "I am one happy pagan." As long as you get away with sin, it might appeal to you, so just be a pagan. It seems easy to find excuses to put off a response for another day. Peter addressed this in 2 Peter 3, 3-9. First of all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." But do not forget, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Indifference to the truth has been a part of the worldview of many. They don't take God's messengers or their message seriously, and often diss or ridicule or even persecute them. They don't want to be bothered, thinking everything is going along fine. Their mantra is not to worry. If that describes you, beware. The day of the Lord will come like a thief.